sixth career 50-point game. And that face, oh, man, he is.
Look at him trying to get air.
Yeah. I literally just walked into Foot Locker, and everyone in the store was talking about this. Fingers crossed this is really weird. No one knows if this is true. TMZ reported it. I don't know what to say right now. I'm going to figure out what's actually happening before I say anything else. Hopefully this is just a joke.
I used to tease him a few years back, many years back to be true about him having a third lung because he never seemed to...
The day after, well, because I walked into Foot Locker, I guess probably 10 minutes after it happened because I was looking for some of the Shaq shoes. And literally every single employee is on their phone. And I was like, oh, like, what's happening? And then they're like, and at that point, TMZ was the only one that had tweeted about it. It sucks. I just phoned my friend. It's legit, for sure. That's, I don't even know what to say. I really honestly don't know what to say. The video I was gonna post today seems a little inappropriate to post. I went and returned a pair of Kobe Bryant sneakers and complained about how they were very uncomfortable and sucked, and obviously that has nothing to do with the man Kobe Bryant, but it's just not a good time to be posting that. I'm a Celtics fan. I've been a Celtics fan the entire time. I've watched basketball, which obviously pitted the Lakers and the Celtics against each other. They faced each other in the finals twice with Kobe Bryant on the team, and that was really the formative years of my basketball fandom. I was 11 or 12 years old the first time they met in the finals, and I just remember being so frustrated by Kobe because he was so much better than everyone else. I mean... It's crazy. I don't think it's really sunk in because he's young. He was young, like 41, 42. When I watched the Celtics and the Lakers play, and even the Lakers without the Celtics, it was clear that his mentality was just on a different level than everyone else's. I think the only people that I've seen personally, I mean, I put Michael Jordan in there as well, but not in my lifetime. Kevin Garnett just has that killer, I am going to destroy you no matter what mentality. And Kobe Bryant, those are the two players that stood out to me as, I am going to do this, you are not going to stop me. And that's a really admirable mindset. So yeah, he had me tearing my hair out every time I watched him because more often than not, he was, you know, putting up 30, 40 points against the Celtics in games that we needed to win, whether it was regular season or NBA Finals. But just, there was something different about the guy. And, you know, you had to respect that and you had to admire that. And
including my partner, for the night at least, Brad for 80.
Did I miss anything while I was gone?
Just another one in many.
Oh, okay.
I remember watching his last game he ever played in the NBA. It was a really exciting night in the NBA. The Warriors were going for the all-time wins record of 73 wins. They were playing the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Lakers were playing the Utah Jazz. These games were happening at the same time, and I was sort of channel flipping back and forth. And the Warriors got a pretty big lead, so it became clear that they were going to break the record. And the Lakers game, Kobe wasn't going to make the playoffs. The Lakers weren't going to make the playoffs. The Utah Jazz had just been eliminated from the playoffs, so the game meant nothing. But at the same time, I got teary-eyed during that game because there's just something so beautiful, I guess, about this guy that had given his entire life to what he loved and what he wanted to strive to be great at, just getting this one last chance to do it in front of everyone he knew and everyone he loved and everyone that loved him. And I honestly got a little bit teary-eyed. He scored 60 points, and...
I tell you something. This is, you know, he was legendary before this game. This takes it to an absolute another level.
I really don't know what to say. I mean, it sort of puts... And I know how cliched this probably sounds, but for me, it puts things in perspective because, you know, I have all these long plans in life. You know, this is where I'm going to be at age 45. This is where I'm going to be at age 50, age 55, age 60. I don't know. I mean, just seize what opportunities you have today, right? I know how cliched that sounds, but do everything you can that you want to do when you can do it, and don't procrastinate, and don't let things remain unsaid. I guess what I'm trying to say is the people that actually are directly affected by this, not the basketball fans that watched him on TV and watched him at the Staples Center, but the people whose life he's actually in, my sincere condolences. Obviously that really, really sucks, especially in a manner like that where you don't see it coming. I mean, like, obviously I dealt with the passing of my mom, and it was a long process. We knew for months that my mom was going to pass away, and it sort of gave you time to mentally adjust to that reality. But once again, you know, you get in a helicopter to go to basketball or to go to dinner or wherever they're going. As I understand it, Kobe took helicopters pretty much everywhere, and then done. Bam, gone. And that's got to be really, really hard to cope with. So the people actually in Kobe's life, prayers with him, man. And I know that sounds cliched. I guess to end it, there's no really good way that I can end it, but rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. I know you made an impact on my life and millions of other people's lives, even if it was something as trivial as getting to, you know, spend a couple hours having fun watching the basketball game with your friends and then, you know, talking the next day about who was better, Kobe or LeBron or whoever. I mean, you made a lot of people's lives better, and wow. Rest in peace, Kobe.
Utah will inbound the ball. There are 4 seconds remaining. It's into Lyles. It's on its way. The game is over. And Kobe Bryant's final memory for us is a 60-point game and a victory over the Utah Jazz.